upstairs on everybody. Nobody's ever heard of AC-U-KWIK. It's supposed to be where everybody looks to find out information. So just see, hearing that's enough for me to say, well, I'm going to definitely look into that before it costs that much money and you guys haven't heard of it, then it's definitely not used by everybody. AC-U-KWIK. I wrote it down specifically. And I don't know what that
dot
is.
.com or?
Is that like a search engine or?
I don't know. Did you?
Cool. You see, a lot of the larger FBOs have the FHA book. I never look at it, but I've got my own. I always know where I'm going. I've always got my own sources, but I've seen it.
Okay. And then we were talking about writing articles for.
Is that the little book we got in the?
I've seen it a lot. I hadn't noticed.
Is that who publishes it or something? I don't know. I'm going to look into it further, but that was one thing, was to throw that out to see if you guys knew. We're also working with Dell Tech. They're going to try to get some like a magazine article about what they're doing with the aviation and the airframe and avionics eventually and power plant and kind of a nice story for that the aviation, we mentioned two magazines. One was Aviation Week.
Aviation Daily.
Daily, one of those, that they would submit to kind of a human interest kind of story and training and life in aviation that's going to give a plug for Georgetown. So we're going to try those angles, too. That was something that wasn't in any of our planning things until we discussed it with them.
There's another magazine I got, Aviation Maintenance Technology, I believe it's called. Do you get that, Judge? It's one of those freebie ones, trade-type publications. A lot of times it makes it right directly to the square file. I'll try to save you one of those.
Yeah, just to get
those
kind
of places, you know, these, they're always hungry for articles.
Right.
But I don't know about you, Rick, but as I started looking around, trying to pull down, you know, go to the other airports and trying to find websites to pull down other minimum standards stuff to take a look at, one thing that you see is a lot of publicly owned airports have really nice websites.
Right.
Like what you said, that directs you everything that's going on, you know, at the airport. And it's, you're talking about Dell Tech. They have a computer technology course, I'm sure, do they? Or do they not?
It's hard to get them to do that kind of
thing. What a great project for, you know, a university computer technology class or graduate students to start doing this and try to develop a website for a public entity like the airport.
Well, we have, we're also pursuing, which that is one of the things I asked Jim if he'd heard anything, possibility of an intern to help us with the marketing, which would definitely be with the website side. I mean, we have IT people, but website design IT people, you know, it would be, if we had somebody devoted to it. But we haven't gotten to see if it's available or not.
Talk to Howard. I think yesterday, I think you were talking to him about.
Yeah, he told me. I called him. I never got. Yeah, Jim was there
maybe
too.
Maybe have somebody dedicated to work with her staff, having an intern or dedicated to that.
Right, just for airport.
Get it done.
To get that, to lay out that plan. And as I was saying in Army, I don't want to get into it too much, but that you need a campaign, just like I was saying with the NASCAR. You need to send out something, then follow up, and then you've got your foot in the door, and then ask more questions, like how's business, or where do you see the aviation industry going, or what would help you do, you know, just kind of that kind of interaction, if you can get to a person, because everybody's got an opinion, and then kind of gather from there, do you think somebody else is expanding or contracting, or so-and-so laid off, or whatever, just to try to get these smaller businesses to locate here, either whether it's supply chain or avionics or whatever we have to be able to do wherever this leads us, but that's the whole campaign. But we want to have a website and a presence to start that. Otherwise, we, you know, they got to dig around and try to find us, and it's one page with an aerial, and you know, we just like to have something a little better to present when we start it out. Done.
Okay.
Tied up.
Before I do wildlife management, which my name is listed there. Larry, you missed when we started. We had changed the agenda a little bit, and I put a 9A down there, and I put B-25 ops, because I knew you had talked to me about your operations. So to give you a little bit of forewarning, and I'll go into wildlife management, but I did want you to understand that we had a 9A we added, which was for you, and B-25.